In the run-up to this first day, there's a long list of things that have to be done, as Escambia County School Superintendent Malcolm Thomas explains.
You make sure that bus routes are established, drivers have an opportunity to be trained and run their routes in advance. We try to push out to parents information that school's about to begin.
Thomas says teachers have been back on the job a little over a week, preparing their classrooms and lesson plans and helping new students get situated.
The week right before school, a lot of activity, particularly with high school students coming on, picking up their initial schedules, trying to figure out where they're going to go. The ones that are most interested always are those students in transition, those incoming sixth graders, first time in middle school.
And what you'll do is you'll meet right outside the locker rooms right there on day one.
This interaction with Assistant Principal Crystal Marr was typical of orientation Thursday at Workman Middle School. Parents like Jason Solschenberger and his 12-year-old daughter, a 7th-grade transfer, have come to get the lay of the land to help ease first-day jitters.
And your name is Jade? Nice to meet you, Jade. I'm Ms. Marr. Welcome.
Thank you. So we're just trying to get an idea of how far she's got to go between classes and the best route for her to go. So that's what we're doing. We're just mapping it out.
Workman is welcoming about 300 new students like Jade and has an enrollment of about 1,000 students. District-wide, Escambia is welcoming 40,000 students back to class. In 2018, the district began the year opening two new schools, Kingsville Elementary and Beulah Middle. Superintendent Thomas says the big facility change this year is the relocation of West Florida High School, moving from Longleaf Drive to the campus of the old Woodham Middle School, which previously was a high school for 42 years, beginning in 1965.
We took an aging school, renovated it on the inside so that we probably will get another 50 to 60 years of use out of that building because of the work that we've done. We have completely retooled all the major systems, air conditioning, some of the plumbing, so that now it's in a much better place. So West Florida will begin. They're there now. Their students will report for the first day to Burgess Road.
Now, moving West Florida Tech opened up its old space for Escambia's Success Academy, which serves alternatively placed students who are at risk of leaving school prior to graduation. Thomas says they plan to take advantage of the shared space with George Stone Technical College by providing academy students with vocational training as part of their academics.
Academics have long not been their strength, and we know that the best thing we can do for these youngsters is give them a skill. You know, maybe they never pass the new Florida Standard Assessment. Maybe they can't meet that rigorous bar. But if we can teach them how to fix an air conditioner, how to be a plumber, they can go out and be a productive citizen and support their own family. And at the end of the day, that is really what it's all about.
As the new year begins and Thomas moves into the last year of his 3 terms in office, the superintendent has set a goal of having all schools in the district score C or above on the state accountability system. Last year, there were 4 D schools. With a little over 32,000 students, Okaloosa is looking to maintain its spot as one of the top-performing districts in the state. The district didn't miss a beat last year, despite the turmoil that led to the suspension and eventual resignation of former Superintendent Mary Beth Jackson for her handling of a report of child abuse in the district.
We've talked with our principals, our teachers. You know, we are all about moving forward.
Marcus Chambers is Okaloosa's new school superintendent, appointed to complete Jackson's term, which ends in 2020.
We have a fantastic school district with great partnerships, amazing students and families, and we are moving forward, and it's a new day in Okaloosa County.
Academically, Superintendent Chambers highlighted the district's focus on career technical education, or CTE, in Okaloosa's middle and high schools, ensuring the curriculum reflects local industry.
You know, for example, advanced manufacturing is something that you're going to see more and more in Okaloosa County because in this local area, there's a lot of advanced manufacturing. So that is an example of something that we're trying to do to make sure that the courses that we have match our local economy.
Such curriculum is also a priority in Santa Rosa County. Superintendent Tim Rosdick says the district is looking to expand its successful STEAM initiative, which incorporates art education.
We tell students that it's important to learn about mathematics and science and language arts and writing and reading, but it is also important that you become a high-quality leader in this world of work where you can collaborate, facilitate, you can communicate, and you have some great creativity.
Rosdick credits the STEAM initiative with helping Santa Rosa earn its district grade of A. He says one of the biggest issues for the district is keeping pace with enrollment growth, which is now above 28,000.
This is both impressive and daunting as we look at the growth we've experienced, especially over the past 5 years. We're back into that 400, 500 student growth per year.
According to Rosdick, Santa Rosa welcomed more than 70 new students in just the last couple of weeks. The district has been busy hiring, but will start the school year with 13 teaching vacancies and an even greater shortage of paraprofessionals or teacher's assistants.
The students are growing not just in number, but in diversity of need, and that makes staffing very difficult to be accurate with. And so we try to reconcile that work over the next couple of weeks to make certain that each child has the right teacher in the right place for the right work.
This exercise to fill classroom vacancies is also taking place in districts across the region. At last check, Escambia still needed to hire about 20 teachers, while Okaloosa was 14 teachers short. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.